Preppy Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and today I'm at the 68th edition of Festival de Cannes, and I'm in company of Theodore Corben, who is the protagonist of One Floor Below by Radu Montean, and I'm very glad to be again with Theodore. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you.
He's really happy to be here to meet you again and in such a nice place like Cannes.
So my first question would be to describe for me your character, Patrasco.
S-a vrut să fie un om obișnuit.
The character is was built like a common guy from a common family, from a common background, with a happy, peaceful life and job and wife and everything. But eventually, he's a witness to a fact that creates some moral issues that snowball till the end of the movie, because he's witnessing this murder that he doesn't really know if it's a murder or not at the end. So he has to consider all the facts and all the possibilities if he should actually turn him into the police or to the police or not. And he eventually chooses not to trouble the quiet waters of his life, kind of hoping that maybe the guy is going to turn himself to the police, or just anything, from the exterior would actually solve his problem without him having to change anything in his life.
We were discussing with Radu Montean of the many reasons why this Patrasco acts like he does. And I was telling him that it's very difficult, the way the character is portrayed and his actions and his family, it's very difficult for the audience, for people to really judge and blame him, because we're forced to the inevitable question, what will we do in his shoes? So I was wondering, what was the process in elaborating his character and playing it?
Bine, aici sunt niște etape, de fapt, ale...
He himself usually says it quite often that Patrasco is not reacting because he's coward, because, he's built in a certain way. Well, actually, the issue is that Patrasco, he built it in a way that Patrasco really doesn't know if the guy did it. So he's not reacting at the beginning first because he doesn't really know what's going on. He just hears a quarrel that's... There's nothing to actually report. And then when he finds out that the girl died, and he kind of suspects the other guy, he knows that the other guy has a family, and he cannot just go to the police and destroy the guy's life, because he doesn't really know. He's never certain of it, so he wouldn't destroy someone else's life in a way by saying something that he's not sure of. So he's just keeping quiet out of all these, all these reasons.
Vorbim foarte mult de cine e criminalul și de ce ăsta nu l-a denunțat.
You understand, it's not a policier, it's not a film about who's going to the police and who the murderer is. It's more of a moral story that Patrasco has to deal with his own insecurities and with the relation that he has with the other character. And it's important not to judge the movie, in this direction, as a policier rather than a psychological drama.
Before we were discussing also the women characters in the film, and we were thinking that Patrasco's wife is a very strong person. She's not the kind of wife that leaves everything in the hands of his husband. She does, but in a very strong and present way. So I was wondering, why do you think that Patrasco doesn't share this secret or this thing with her, since they share more or less everything else?
Pentru că problema asta am avut-o, am discutat-o cu Radu la facerea filmului.
He already spoke about this with Radu, they already had this discussion.
Și tot din dorința lui Patrasco, care este capul familiei.
He feels that the character is actually they already discussed this with Radu, and he thinks that the character is not saying anything to Roxana, because to his character, to his wife's character, because he feels that this would create kind of a tiny crack in this perfect kind of, you know, family life, and that would ruin. He's afraid that that would ruin the entire, you know, like a balance of it.
Cu asta o completare.
Ce? Then again, what could he say? That he was listening, you know, like eavesdropping, or? Embarrassing.
Grazie. Thank you so much, Theodore, for being here with us again. Wish you good luck with everything. I really hope to meet you again for the third time, because you're my favorite actor ever.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 68th edition of Festival di Cannes for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.